flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Saying, there is no Godfather deal for me. I listened to all of Cleveland complain about quarterback, complain about all these rookie quarterbacks, complain about how Denver got off a bad contract and took it. All right, that one. But to play this game, my Godfather deal, number two pick for the 2025 pick, 2026 pick, and 2027. So basically two first and a pick swap this year. I wonder if that kind of deal, and I wonder in a good way, whether that kind of deal is going to be out there because of the dearth of quality options at the quarterback spot. I wonder if there could be a bit of a quarterback palooza going on at the top of the draft. Now, that requires Tennessee to not trade out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in 2016, I do think both top teams traded out. The Browns were not the, because remember, the Browns traded to Philly.
You're talking the Carson Wentz one.
But then whoever moved into the first spot, I can't remember who, was it Tennessee then too? I think it was, because that was after they took Mariota. Yeah. Yeah, St. Louis moved up to take Jared Goff in 2016.
You had Goff and then you had Mariota in that one. No, it was Winston and the Mariota. That was that draft.
Oh, no, that's 2015.
That's 2015.
2016 was when Goff or the whoever had, I think it was Tennessee.
Goff and Wentz. Goff and Wentz.
Somebody had the number one pick and traded out. That's all that I knew. And then the Browns traded out the number two pick.
Because then if you go a few years and prior to that, it was then that was the Andrew Luck and RG3 one, where then RG3 obviously cost that was a boatload of picks.
Yeah, and that helped the Trent Richardson trade up, where he traded up one spot to take a guy who was there for a year, didn't look half as bad as the RG3 trade.
Yeah, it was Tennessee and Cleveland having one and two in that trade.
See, I remembered some things.
I got so confused. I'll take your word for it that you were right there.
No, it's my fault that I confused you, too. Okay. That's the funny part, is I was right about it, but somehow, and not somehow, I just flat out confused you and probably everyone listening here. Ray on Twitter saying, would you consider Bryce Young, depending on Carolina? I'm assuming that's kind of as a part of a Godfather offer. No, not really. And here's why. I don't think Carolina's doing it.
I don't think they're doing it either.
Everything I've heard about Carolina is they think he turned the corner
really,
in the second half of the season.
They really like that second half, I would imagine. You're closer to that situation than I am, obviously. But like he got much better.
We'll
in the second half. I'm still not buying stock in Bryce Young.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where you look at it and you go, guys, he was functional. He was not functional previously.
Hey, but that Chiefs game was within 3 points, Nick.
Hey.
Sure.
One of these days. So As we're having the conversation about Godfather offers it to 216-474-0092, if you guys want to throw out what your cost for the number two pick to move out of that spot and to move away from taking either Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, or one of the quarterbacks would be, I think if you look, and you pointed this out in the pre-show, if you look at the fact that the four teams remaining in the AFC this year are the same four teams that were there last year,
yeah,
which is pretty unheralded. Usually you get two of the four teams. Sometimes you get three of the four. But all four teams, all four of which have no BS, no joke franchise quarterbacks, I think that's another reminder that there are so many teams ahead of you in the AFC. Don't shortcut this just to try and be the seventh best team in the AFC. If it's going to take you an extra season, but you go the longer route, in longer route, I'm talking about a season, not three or four seasons, but it helps you build better to be in this loaded AFC, I think the AFC divisional round is kind of providing you, this is an uphill battle, even if you get the quarterback marginally right this year.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember in recent history when you've had the same four in back-to-back seasons. Now, obviously, they're playing different teams in divisional round than what they did last year. Last year, we had it was the Chiefs and the Bills in that setup, and then obviously the Ravens and the Texans, because that didn't go well after the Browns lost to the Texans. They got to then take on Baltimore. But we don't have to live in that world. Nick.
I don't even remember it.
But the idea is that it's the same four quarterbacks, and that to me is what stands out the most. And listen, Joe Burrow's not a part of that. I think most people, if you wanted to talk about the four best quarterbacks in the sport, you would swap out C.J. Stroud. You would put Joe Burrow in there. But yeah, like if you want to be at the top, it's not just having a quarterback, it's having a team that can consistently be there, which is something that we've kind of expressed over the previous couple months.
But I think this is where...
There's no flash in the pan here.
But this is where making sure, if you're going to take a swing at a quarterback, that guy's got a real ceiling to him and that you're committed to like understanding, all right, what is his ceiling and how do we get there? Because I think the other beautiful part of this is, you know, Mahomes, the number two pick, or the number two quarterback off the board.
Yep.
Josh Allen, the number three quarterback off the board. Lamar was the number five. CJ Stroud was the number two quarterback off the board.
Yeah.
So, and each one of those teams, I really think if you're going to get a franchise quarterback out of this, I think it's going to come more by the way of an Allen or a Lamar.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where that first year, everyone looks around like, we took this guy, you know? Or maybe you don't even see him year one. And then as and then it's Lamar, just step by step predict
yeah, Lamar,
progression.
Lamar went quicker than most because Lamar year two won the league MVP. Year three was when Josh Allen really put it into overdrive.
Yeah.
Like I mean, again, you don't have to take forever on this stuff, but you do have to be a little patient at times.
Well, but in fairness to the Lamar thing, yeah, he was a great runner in year two, which is why he got to where the MVP. What's so cool about the Lamar story this year is the last 2 years, he's hit a different level as a passer.
Yeah, no, he's ascended. That was why they were hesitant to pay him all the money a couple years ago. They didn't know that he could take that next level step as a passer, and look at him now.
Not just him. The rest of the NFL. He's just a running quarterback. I mean, but that's...
Still fighting the Bill Polian curse.
It really is. I mean,
which is, by the way, we talked about Jalen Milroe a lot. He's got to fight those same narratives.
And I think that, again, gets back to the idea of this is... I don't think a lot of teams do this, but I think fans look at it this way. It might not be quarterback room in the prism of 1 year. This might take 2 or 3 years of building to get, or 2 years of getting where you want to. But every time you look up and you see, C.J. Stroud's made it to the divisional round 2 years. 2 years in a row. It feels like this is Josh Allen's place in the sun. Lamar in the AFC title game last year.
Mm-hmm.
We know who the Chiefs are. The lesson here is, the thing we should make of this is, build it the right way. And that begins with a quarterback for me, having that high ceiling. But you're right. The other half of it is, all right, the trenches, they need fortified. You know, the key positions, you probably need another wide receiver that's a vertical threat. Like, go out there, even if it means, in my opinion, trading down and getting enough that you can go ahead and just stack the roster while you have a veteran quarterback with a young quarterback kind of developing there. Let's go with Jim in Cleveland. Jim, what would be your Godfather offer at the number two pick, or is there one?
Well, what I would do, I think Shador is definitely the right pick for number two. And what you could do, the only option I would have is if Dad goes to Dallas as the coach, then you would offer him Shador, Weekit, Dak, and two more players.
So I think if you get Dak, I think to take on Dak, and Jim, thank you for the call. I think Dak's got to be enough in that. Meaning, you can't get a lot more like high profile players. Just take Dak and multiple picks.
Yeah, you're not getting like Dak and CeeDee Lamb. Like, that's not reality.
Yeah, and I like the idea of Dak. I really do. In a vacuum, I understand that. Like I would probably take Dak over Darnold. I'd probably take Dak over any of the quarterbacks we've talked about, and we've talked about quite a few, and it's only the 17th of January.
Mm-hmm.
But man, there's something about I don't really think Deion's going there, and I would be surprised if almost any other owner, like if Deion ended up in Vegas, I could see him saying the only way I'm coming here is if we trade to two, and it puts Vegas in a bind and they have to make the trade. I don't think Jerry's getting strong armed. Unless ultimately that's what Jerry wants.
82-year-old Jerry might be a little bit different than 72-year-old Jerry even.
Which Ohio State team will show up on Monday night? Joey Kaufman of the Columbus Dispatch tells us next at 4:03 on 92.3 The Fan.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.